Good morning, everybody. Good morning. First, this shiur today is dedicated to the memory of the son of Ruth Cohen, passed away a long time ago, Ephraim Eliyahu ben Chaim. And our study of Torah today should be Le'ilui Nishmato. An important commercial. I really don't know how to go about it, but basically last week Rabbi Nachman Kahana published a set of two svarim on Parshat HaShavua with all your might. One volume is Bereshit Shemot, the other are the other three Chumashim. Now I see that it says over here there's an approbation inside the book that says Rabbi Kahana's message is presented through the medium of beautiful and brilliant Torah insights on Parshat HaShavua that are oftentimes simply startling in their depth and creativity. And we are the generation that has merited to be the beneficiaries of Hashem's great gift to His people, Medinat Yisrael. Rabbi Kahana calls on Jews everywhere to rise to the challenge. That happens to be from a Haskoma insight that is given by Rabbi Dr. Sholom Gol, Dean Avram Silver, Jerusalem College for Adults. If you want to see all the rest that I write about Rabbi Kahana Sefer, you can buy it. By the way, I think it's extremely worthwhile. I don't think he's worked out any mechanism for it yet, but I think if you leave your name at, I don't know how much it costs, if you leave your name with the desk saying that you are interested in finding out more information about Rabbi Kahana's struggle, we'll see if we can get that information to him. But it certainly is worthwhile. He's been writing a Parshat HaShavua column for his good friend for about 6 years, and this is a collection from those 6 years' worth. It's his unique and inimitable style. Worthwhile getting. There are a lot of other nice things that I write about him, and worthwhile reading that too. All right. Okay, here we are. Let's run again. All sorts of ideas I had for today's share, and then finally I decided I'm going to do it. I spoke Shabbos in the morning. I gave the Drashi Shabbos in the morning at the Shabbaton that took place here this past Shabbos, in addition to the fact that I spoke Shabbos afternoon. The Shabbos in the morning Drashi was a condensed version of something that I felt really should be elaborated on. So I'm going to elaborate on it. So those of you who may have been here may have heard parts of it, and that's good. So you're going to be a step ahead of everybody else. But then again, there will be elaborations that I think are important. Number one is from Parashat Nitzavim, the Parasha of Tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah zot asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. This mitzvah that I command you today, lo nifleti mimcha v'lo ruchalkahi, it is not hidden from you and it is not distant. Lo v'ashamayim hi leimor, this mitzvah that I command you is not in the heavens for you to say, mi yale lanu hashamayma v'yikocheh lanu, who can ascend to the heavens for us and take it for us? V'yashmienu ol tavana asena, that we should hear it and do it. It's not in the heavens that one needs necessarily to climb the highest mountain in order to get it. Nor is it across the sea for you to say, Lemor mi yavar lanu el eivar hayam, who comes across the sea, the yikachel lanu, and take it for us, the yashmienu ota v'nasena, and we will make us hear it and we will do it. Now, the mitzvah that I command you, kikaro ve'lecho hadavar ma'od, that which I command you is close to you, b'sicha u'b'levavecha la'asoto, Beficha ubilavavcha la'asoto, it is in your mouth and in your heart to do. We'll read one more pasuk. Re'ei anochi notem usneicham hayom lefanecha hayom et hachayim vet hatov, I give before you today life and good, vet hamavet vet hara, death and evil. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom li'avot Hashem Elokecha, I command you today la'avot Hashem Elokecha, to love your God, lalechet b'derachav, to go in his ways, lishmor mitzotav, and to keep his commandments, v'chukosav, and his statutes and his ordinances, v'mishpatav, v'chayita, v'ravita, and Hashem your God will bless you, and you will multiply you, b'erachach Hashem Elokecha, b'oretz asher atah bo shama l'rishta, the land that you come there to inherit. The question that is asked here by the Mefarshim goes back to the very first three words, Ki ha-mitzvah hazot, this mitzvah that I command you today. That's the mitzvah that's easy, it's simple, it's beficha ubilvavcha la'asoto, it is in your mouth and your heart to do it. It's not up in the heavens, it's not the other side of the ocean, it's there, ready and available. What is this mitzvah? What mitzvah is the Torah talking about? And basically there are three approaches. There are three approaches. The Ramban, Nachmanides on the spot, says Ki HaMitzvah Hazot is the one of the mitzvahs that is enunciated in Parashat Nitzavim, which is the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva that I command you today is not far nor distant. It is b'ficha u'b'levavecha la'asoto, in your mouth and in your heart. And therefore, of course, the Ramban is going to explain, because the mitzvah of tshuva includes as one of its major components vidui, confession, to say chotasi, avisi, pashati. For whatever you say out of your mouth, you have to mean it in your heart. So this is a mitzvah that you fulfill b'ficha uvila vavacha. And most probably the la'asoto means that beyond b'ficha uvilvavcha, what else is an element of tshuva? The element of tshuva is that you're never going to do that aveda again. You're going to be good from then on and further. La'asoto means from then on and further you're going to perform Torah u'mitzvahs. So that b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asoto include basically it's a description of the mitzvah of tshuva. We'll get back to this yet. There are other mafarshim. There are other mafarshim that hold that it's referring to all of Torah. A mitzvah hazot, this mitzvah is the mitzvah of Torah. It would seem that Rashi holds that he's talking about this whole, the totality of Torah that on his left, the last day of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to the Jewish people. That mitzvah is here. It's available. It's not concealed. It's not hidden. It's not in heaven. Take a look at the Rashi down there. Lo nifleti mimcha. Number two. This means lo mechusehi mimcha. It's not hidden from you. K'moshe nema. Ki ipolei, as it says, the Targum says that if it is hidden, or teide ployim. Now the word niflate means not only wondrous, but the word niflate means it is not concealed. It's open. It's clear. It's available. Lo b'shamayim hi. Now she says sheilu hayta b'shamayim. For if it were the heavens, hayatzarech la'alot achadeha. It's an amazing Rashi says, and I believe that's why he's talking about Torah. If Torah would be in heaven, you know what you'd have to do? Then you'd have to make every effort to get up to the heavens, ulalanda, and to learn it. From the word lalanda, that means we're talking about Torah. HaMitzvah HaZot, this mitzvah that I command you, is not distant from you, but if it would be distant, or we do have a responsibility to go after it. One has to put in whatever effort is possible and necessary for one to study Torah. Now, where do we get the befika ubilevadacha? It is in your mouth and your heart. That's in the first chapter of Shema. Vishinantam levanecha, vidibar tavam. Vishinantam, you should teach it to your children. Teach Torah to your children. Vidibar tavam, and you shall speak the words of Torah. And there as well, in the first parsha of Shema, it says, "V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele al levavcha." Shall be al levavcha. Torah has to be in the heart and in the mouth of the Jew. So here we have these other two pshatim on hamitzvah hazot. The mitzvah hazot is talking either about tshuva or it's talking about Torah. To add to that, there is another mitzvah. There is another mitzvah that requires both picha and levavcha, your mouth and your heart, and that is the mitzvah of tefillah, prayer. We will see in the Shulchan Aruch that a person has to say tefillah, prayer. You have to say it out with your mouth. But of course, as we will learn, in addition to saying the words of prayer, it has to be vilavavacha. You have to know what you're saying. You have to think what you're saying. It shouldn't simply be something that is a matter of rote. There has to be heart that goes into tefillah. One question, of course, that could be asked is when we, and should be asked, when we are talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of tshuva, the Rabban says, "Beficha," in your mouth, "ubilevavcha." The question is, what do you mean, "beficha ubilevavcha"? Shouldn't it be "bilevavcha" first? You have to think about tshuva. Think what it is you are deciding to do. What is it that you are deciding never again to do? It has to be in your heart first, and then "beficha," and then in your mouth. So Rav Soloveitchik says in one of his great shiurim on tshuva, he says that very often we have all sorts of nebulous thoughts that go through our minds, but if we are not able to put those thoughts into coherent sentences and then say them, those thoughts are not going to have an impact on us. On the contrary, he says, man is usually afraid to utter, enunciate, or make clear all of those thoughts that go through his mind about how one may have sinned. Just, you're not ready to do that. It's extremely difficult. The necessity of saying it with the fact that the halacha says you have to enunciate it, you have to create those sentences, the impact of beficha, that which you utter with your mouth, is going to have an impact on the levavcha. The way in which to really get to your heart is when you start saying chatasi avisi pashati al chaytcha chatanu lufanecha sad chenam chaytcha chatanu lufanecha. The fact that we utter them with our mouths makes a tremendous impression on us. And therefore the Torah says beficha. If you are going to express it beficha, then you can be sure that it is going to penetrate bilavacha and going to be something that you are truly going to mean. So here we have these talking about these three mitzvahs: the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of Torah, and the mitzvah of tefillah. I want to go one step further. The one step further is that I believe these three: tshuva, tefillah, Torah. Tshuva, tefillah, Torah. Repentance, prayer, and Torah are really represented by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We may never look at Avraham this way, but that's exactly the way the Rambam looks at Avraham Avinu. Avraham was the first and the greatest Baal Tshuva in all of history. The Rambam is the one who describes Avraham Avinu as having been born into a society, a culture, a world, a community, a family of idolaters, sunk deep within the muck and the mire of pagan and heathen practices. And the Rambam says, "Who obeyed Maya?" The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu worshipped idols with them. But at an early age, he began to ponder, he questioned, he wondered, he thought, is there no power that has made this great universe? Many, many a sleepless night did Avraham Avinu have. Many a night that he would wake up in a cold sweat thinking about this great issue. Avraham Avinu was a genius like the world hasn't seen. He was able, ultimately, by dint of his own intellect and his intelligence, he was able to arrive at a conclusion that the whole world is wrong. There is a God, an invisible God, who is a creator. This was an awesome and frightening and terrifying discovery for him. There must have been moments of which he thought to himself, the ganze Welt is Meshigger, and I'm the only sane one in this universal, global madhouse? Are they all stark raving mad? Can't they see that there is a God who had to create this all? And then when he finally makes the decision, and he says, yeah, they're wrong. But that was for him, that was the least significant of matters. What for him became important is that he has to share this with the rest of the world. And that is going to, in fact, endanger his life. And the Rambam says, for who are you, the Sakona Gadola? He was in great, great danger. You can't get up and question the axiomatic beliefs of a whole world and think you're going to get away with it scot-free. You're shaking most probably a pagan industry that was global. You always have to, Mike always says, you have to follow the money trail. There were those who were making money on idolatry, you understand? The poor schnooks over there, they believed it, but here there's a whole major military industrial complex that's called idolatry, that stands or falls on the Baal and the Ashtaros and the Astarte and the Zoroaster, the Kula. Here comes Avraham Avinu, and he says it's a great bluff. The whole thing is false. This took tremendous, tremendous courage on Avraham's part. We're talking about clearly, the greatest Baal Tshuva who ever existed. And the same idols that he worshipped, that he himself worshipped, he shattered them intellectually. He shattered them, he destroyed them. Avraham Avinu represents the mitzvah of tshuva. And Avraham's beficha, everything that was in his heart, he expressed it befid with his mouth by virtue of what? The fact that he decided to share his discovery with the rest of the world. He went out there announcing to the world that there is a God. It is the mouth of Avraham Avinu that has impacted on a whole world Ad Hayom Hazeh until today. That great beficha of Avraham that came from his great heart. He was the the father of a world that believes in God, and he is the Baal Tshuva. He's the great Baal Tshuva. Yitzchak Avinu represents the idea of tefillah, his prayer. Vayetze Yitzchak Osuach Basada. Yitzchak went out to pray in the field. Yes, Avram prayed, but Yitzchak's prayer, the prayer of Yitzchak, Mincha is in a certain sense one of the most significant of all prayers. The Gemara says, Lomena Eliyahu. Eliyahu, when he was on Mount Carmel, was only answered by God at Mincha time. Because Mincha time represents the idea that a person tears himself away from all of his worldly, earthly endeavors, the daily, daily struggle for existence, tears himself away and stands to pray before God. Eliyahu was answered at Tfilat HaMincha. Tfilah has to be done with a sense of fear and trepidation of God. Ezehu avoda she believe. I didn't tell you that. That's right. How do we know the tefillah has to be expressed? But it's we learn it from the pasuk of Vavadatem, you shall serve God your God. Ezehu hi avoda. The Gemara says, what service is it that is believe? That service is the service of tefillah. Yitzchak represents tefillah. Yaakov Avinu's Torah. What is our first description of Yaakov? How does Torah describe him? Yaakov ish tam yoshev ohalim. Yaakov is the complete one, the one who lives in the tents. And the Gemara says, what tents does he live in? You know, you live in only one tent at a time. He lived in the tents of Torah, the tents of Shem and Aver. Yaakov Avinu titein emet li Yaakov. Truth is Yaakov. Moshe emet, the Torah poemet. The ultimate truth of all is Torah. So here we're talking about these three mitzvahs. The three mitzvahs that require both thought and verbal expression. Tshuva, tefillah, and Torah. And I now say that each one of those three is represented by one of the others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then there's another step to be taken. And this is going to bring us to the very first bracha in Shemona Esrei. You have it there in number 3. And this is something that, you know, I've been davening for a long time. And there are moments that certain things strike you that hadn't struck you before. And here it is, Shabbos morning. I'm so desperate I have to say it. Gosh, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to get up over there. Everybody will laugh at me, you know. And here I think of it. What do we say at the beginning of every Shemona Esrei? Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, God, open my lips, Ufi Yagid Tehillotecha, and my mouth will declare your praise. How do we end Shemona Esrei? What's the last thing we say after Hamavarechet Amo Yisrael Bashalom? Yihyu L'Ratzon. Imre fi, may the words of my mouth be accepted by you. Vehegyon libi lefanecha, the thoughts of my heart. Do you know what we say at the beginning of Shemona Esrei? We're telling the Rebbeinu Shem, we're going to do a v'ficha job. But you know what it's going to turn out? That v'ficha, that mouth, what we're going to utter with our mouths during the course of the Shemona Esrei is going to impact on our hearts, b'ticha u'bilevavcha. And therefore, at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, before we begin, we say, Hashem, sfasai tiftach, open my lips, ufi, and my mouth, yagid tehillotecha. But don't worry, Rabbi Nishalelam, The words of my mouth are going to have great impact upon my heart, and therefore at the end I can say to Rabbi Yisrael, Yiyu l'rotzon, imre fi, may the words of my mouth be l'rotzon, the hegyon li vi l'fon necha, and the thoughts of my heart, Hashem tzuri v'gali, God is my raked, my redeemer. So this is the transformation that's supposed to take place, just as it's supposed to take place during the course of Vidu, Yoshamnu, Bogatnu, Gozalnu. The Picha is going to have its, make its deep impression on the heart, so through that, that's how Tfilah is. The words are supposed to have the great impression. Next step, if we're already talking about these three great mitzvahs that need mouth and heart, Tshuva, Tefillah, Torah, and we say their prime representatives are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So then we can take a look at the first bracha in Shmon Esrei. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. By the way, a number of things over here. First of all, it says, our God and the God of our fathers. Our God and the God of our fathers. It means, therefore, in its simplest meaning, maybe even its profoundest meaning, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu means that I have to see God. We have to see God in the experiences of our lives, our time, our history, the events of our time, but we never dare lose sight of the fact that God is the God of our fathers. Where is that expressed in Torah? As soon as I say it, you'll know exactly where it appears. As soon as I say it, you'll remember. What do Jews say at the Red Sea? Zekeli v'andehu Elokei aviva adomenu, this is my God, and I will make a dwelling place for him. Elokei avi, the God of my father, v'adomenu, and I will raise and uplift him. How many times have I said that magnificent Rashi? If Jews see God, why do they have to say that he's Elokei avi, the God of my father? They see him. Shifchal Hayam, a maidservant that the sea was able to point and say, that's God, Zekeli Vangel. Shifchal saw more than the Nevi'im, Yecheskel ben Buzi, more than the prophets. Why do you have to say, Elokei Avi v'Adomenu? There's that great Rashi, where Rashi says, Lo ani tchilat hakedusha, I am not the beginning of all of this sanctity, Ela. Muhzeket va'omedet li kedushato ve'elukuto alay miyimei avotai. His divinity, his godliness, and his sanctity is with me from the days of my fathers. It doesn't begin with me. It begins with my fathers. But what do they say first? Zekeli. That's Elokeinu. Elokei avi ve'elokei avoteinu. I once told you my great word, I'm not going to go into that. Every so often, every 10 years, you come up with something good. Remember, I told you the great Marshall McLuhan verse. Marshall McLuhan. Oh, everybody knows this. When I say Marshall McLuhan, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Marshall McLuhan once said, "I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't believed it." Right? I know that this has to sink into your kishkes, so we're going to do it again. I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't believed it. Since childhood, we are taught that seeing is believing. Here comes this guy, and he says, no, 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 that's not the way it works. If you believe something, then you're capable of seeing. We see the events through our minds, not with our eyes. 10 people can see the same thing, and will have a completely different vision and view of what has happened and what has taken place. Completely different view of it. Because it depends on what you believe. So I said, this guy was really rephrasing the passage of the Torah, Zekeli v'Andehu, this is my God, and I will
build a dwelling place for another Keovim Avraham Amenu. You know why I'm able to see that this is God? Why is it that I'm able to see Kriyas Yamsuf and not say that it's Baal or Ashtaroth or Zoroaster? You know why I'm able to say that it's a Keovim? It's Zekeli, this is my God? Because I know already. I know that there's the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why I'm able to say Zekeli. So in the Shemoneh Esrei is saying, Elokeinu, He is our God. My responsibility is to see Him within the context of my own life. And He is Elokeinu, the God of our father, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hagadol Hagibur Anoda. The great, the mighty, and the awesome. And I believe that these three descriptions of God also correspond to that which was experienced or which was projected to the world through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pasuk in Yehoshua refers to Avraham Avinu as Adam HaGadol Sheba Anakim, the man who was great amongst giants. It was Avraham Avinu who introduced the world to the dimension Elohim Gadol. There is a great God who created all of this. Yitzchak, what Yitzchak went through in his life, and this is what the Balei Kabbalah say, that Yitzchak represented Gevura. The Gevura, the might, the power, the strength. There was a strength that Yitzchak had. The strength of going to the Akedah. The strength of going to the Akedah. This is a reflection of God's being a keeper. And Nora, awesome. What happens that night when Yaakov Avinu falls asleep and he sees a ladder with its feet upon the ground and it extends up into the heavens and he sees the angels of God going up and down, and he has a vision during the night, and it says Vayidor Yaakov Miyod. Yaakov was very frightened and he said Manora Hamakom Hazeh Nora. How fearsome is this place? This is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are Gadol, Gibor, and Nora. Keil Elyon, the God who is most high, Gomel, Chasad, and Tovim, who bestows acts of loving kindness, Koneh Hakol, creates all, the Zocher Chazdei Avos. And he remembers the loving kindness of the fathers of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who made the Goel, and he brings the Redeemer, Lifnei Vneihem, for their grandchildren, Laman Shmo, for his name's sake, Ba'ava. Great love. So first of all, I owe you, why am I doing this? You know, why am I learning this? So let's give a skip to the last page, number 7. Second page, not the second side of the first page, the second page. And we have a Shtik Shulchan Aruch over here. And I'm going to take a few selections from the Shulchan Aruch, because I think it's extremely significant. There comes a moment in every person's life when he has to be exposed to this halacha. And certainly now, when we are going to have many, many days together davening, I think it's very important that we know this halacha. Where it's on the line. This happens to be Kuf Aleph, that's Simon 101 in the Shulchan Aruch. Shetzarech l'chave in the kol habrachos, a person has to have kavana, whatever blessing he says. The sheyachol is halel b'chol ashon, in this Simon the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to say that you can daven in any language. Alright. Hamit halel tzarech sheyachave in the kol habrachos, a person has to have kavana by all of the brachos. V'neino yachol l'chaven b'chulam Shmon Esrei is like becoming a senior citizen. All of a sudden you turn around and you say, how did I get here? How did I get here so quickly? What happened? You can start Shmon Esrei, and then you hear yourself saying Kamavorech Usama Yisrael Bashalom, and you get ready to take 3 steps back. Hey, how did I get here? What happened between the beginning of Shmon Esrei and the end? The Shulchan Aruch, we will see, is keenly aware of the fact that our minds wander. A fellow in shul a few years ago came over to me, he says, Rabbi, I don't understand how goyim make money. We have Shmein Esra. His mind begins to wander at the beginning of Shmein Esra. He figures out all sorts of great deals to make, and by the end of Shmein Esra, he's a millionaire. By the way, he does make a lot of money. He must spend a lot of time. He says, thank God he has Shmein Esra. We start Shmein Esra, and I said it. It shouldn't be that way. And after this class, it's not going to be that way. Shulchan Aruch says a person who davens has to have kavanah b'chol ha-brachos, v'me'eino yachol l'chavein b'kulam, and he can't have kavanah by all of them. Shulchan Aruch is realistic. They know us. L'fachos y'chavein b'avot. This first bracha is the bracha of others. At least you should have kavanah in the bracha of others. The imlo kivayim b'avos, if you didn't have kavanah in this first bracha, you murmured it off and you didn't think of any of the words that you were saying. Afal pi shekivayim b'chol shashar, even if you had kavanah every word of the rest of Shmona Esrei, after Morgan Avram, yazav yitzpalel, you have to daven all over again. Mm-hmm. That doesn't shake the kishkes out of you. You know how many thousands of Shmon Esreis we owe? So who comes to the rescue? The Torah Shulchan Aruch comes to the rescue. And the Torah Shulchan Aruch's rescue is, of course, based on the fact that his understanding of human nature is the Ramah says, in the smaller print, for her, idna ein chosvin. Nowadays, we don't repeat Shmon Esrei b'shvil chesron kavona because you didn't have kavona. Why? Why not? In what way is the halacha any different? So the Shulchan Aruch says sha'av b'chazara paruv hu shalom yichavim. Even when he says it again, chances are that he's not going to have kavona. So why are you going to tell him? Say it over again. Es idach gelechta, but it's a little bit a bittere gelechta, and it's even more a little shanda and a chata. And you know what? The worst thing about it all, we can do something about it. We can do something about it. Just a few seconds before you start Shmon Esrei, I'm going to think back to the Shir in Israel Center. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu. Zekeli Vandei will come, the God of Avram, Yitzchak. Yeah, Avram is Tshuva. Yitzchak is Tefillah. Yaakov is Torah. Gadol, Gibor, Nora. Gomel, Chasadim, Tovim. You can do it. You can do it. And you know what? You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. Makes the whole difference in our davening. Now I have a number of things underlined below the smaller print down there is the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim, the holy Chafetz Chaim. Aleph, the Yagil Adam Atzmo Lechavein Al Kol Panim Bechatimash Al Kol Bracha. The Chofetz Chaim says, you can at least train yourself one thing. You can train yourself to have kavana at the end of each bracha. We get lost in the middle of Hashiveinu, you understand? But when we come, Baruch Atah Hashem, Harotze B'tshuva. Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonei Nadah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Atfila. At least that. At least that. We can train ourselves to do it. We can train. And I tell you, it's so important. We have so much to daven for. We have so much to daven for. It would be a terrible waste If a Yom Nevoim should pass with a Tzaharka to the davening. So of course the Yom Nevoim, what saves us is there are those responsive parts of the davening that we you know, you understand there are great parts of davening, and then in the Nesanet Tekef it shakes us up. But three times a day you have to daven. Three times a day you're standing before the Rabbeinu Shel at least go for the minimum. For the minimum. We have now, right now we have two minimums. In other words, the first halachic minimum is the bracha of avos, avotenu v'lekei avotenu, that bracha. Chafetz Chaim adds, you know, he seems to be saying that you may not make it through the whole bracha of avos, but at least the end of each bracha, the end of each bracha. Sheyichavein, what does yichavein mean? Peirush hamilos, the meaning of the words. You don't have to remember all the stuff that I said about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Just have to know that God is the God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. The only reason why I said what I said during this year today is it could have said Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Shimon Esek could have said the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov? That indicates that they expressed, revealed, concentrated on a particular aspect of divinity and godliness. So that therefore there was something unique about Avraham, that's all the care of God. Call him, if you will, the God of the Tshuva. Call him the knowledge of God in this world. Okay, Yitzchak, the God of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gevura, might, strength, fear. Yaakov Avinu talks toward the end of Torah about Pachad Yitzchak. He refers to God as Pachad Yitzchak, the fear. There was a Yirah Shamayim that Yitzchak had that was unparalleled. And that Yirah Shamayim was expressed in Yitzchak's Tefillah. So he says, yeah, you know, okay, ma'anochon ma'od la'hamonim she'yilbedu peirush hamilos shel kol ha'tefillah, how correct and right it is for the masses of people to learn the meaning of the words of every tefillah, i.e. art scroll. If you're an English speaker, you need something to know how to daven. V'al kol panim, at least shel birkas avos umodim bevadai yeshchiyuv alav leida biyuda. Certainly avos and modim, there's an obligation to know it. That's what we're going to have. We're going to do modim right away. And then he brings another it's before Rosh Hashanah. I forgive whoever it was that his Tashlugana cell phone went off. But while I don't look, turn it off so it doesn't happen again, because you didn't answer now, so they're going to try again. They're not going to stop, you understand? So turn it off. Then he also brings further that modim doesn't say it in the Shulchan Aruch at the top. The Chafetz Chaim says modim has the same halacha as avos, as the first bracha. So therefore, I have the bracha of modim. Let's go back now to the real page 2, number 4. And it's not only the modim that interests me, but as of some while ago, I got very excited about the modim d'rabbanan. Modim d'rabbanan is that little modim next to the big modim. there's the Papa Modim, and there's the Baby Modim, and that little Modim is said when we arrive at Modim in the repetition of the Shema essay. The little modem, I don't know, just one day it snapped by me and excited me. I'll go through it. Modem anachnu lach, we thank you. We give thanks to you, Shaltohu Hashem Elokeinu, you are our God, the Elokei Avoteinu, and the God of our fathers. By the way, does it sound a little bit like the first bracha in Shmon Esay of us, okay? Okay, Kol Basar. Ah, here it stands already that the God of all flesh, Yotzreinu, Yotzei Bereishis, the one who formed us and formed all of creation, Brachos Rahodos, blessings and thanksgiving, L'Shimcha, God of our Kodesh, to your great and holy name. And this is what excited me. Al Shehechi Itanu, for giving us life, V'Kiyam Tanu, and sustaining us. You know what this is? This is really every day, that is, for those of us who don't want the minyan, we say, Mom, it's a Shehechiyanu. A Shehechiyanu. Thank you, God, that we're alive. It's gewaldic. Kein chayenu, kaimenu. So, may you continue to give us life and sustain us. And then we put in a little, a tefillah over there for our brothers in the Golavit Hasov Galyotenu, Lechatzot Koshecha, gather in all of the exiles to your holy court. And with Nishmah, careful that all Jews should keep your statutes, Lachos, Tzonecha, to do your will, La'avdechon, to serve you, Belev of Shalom, Al Shanachnu Modim Lach, Baruch Kel Haidois. But that's what we're supposed to do, to give thanks. And blessed is God to whom thanksgiving is due. It's such a beautiful tefillah. And of course, the big modem, Modem Anachnu Lach, we give thanks to you, Shartu, Hashem Lekeinu, Lekei Vatenu, Lelamed, you are our God, the God of our fathers. Tzur Chayenu, the very rock, the strength of our life, Magen Yishenu, the shield of our salvation. Remember, that was the first bracha. Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain Baruch Atah Hashem Magain Abraham, the shield of Abraham. Atahu L'dor V'dor, from generation to generation. No delicol, we thank you to Unisapeti L'techa, we will tell, declare your praise. Al Chayenu Amasunim Yadech, our lives that are in your hands. V'al Nishmoteinu Abakudot Lach, and our souls that are in your charge. And the miracles you do for us every day. So you know, when you people who are young don't have a clue about the miracles that God does for us every day. You reach another stage in life where you go through a whole day and you didn't trip or fall. For that you have to say, thank you very much. The number of things that can happen during the course, the number of things that can happen. Nebuchadnezzar, Klal Yisrael had a terrible tragedy this week. What was it? Was it a second of human error? Was it blacking out? Whatever it was, but Bashit, an almana who loses now a son as well, is a profound tragedy. You know, you need a chesbonos, and we don't know what his chesbonos are, but as those we have to know that there are miracles and wonders that God does with us every day, just that we go through the day. And so we go through the day, and when you can say it was a very uneventful day, you know what that means? It was a miraculous day. It was a boring day. Al Nisecha, Val Niflotecha, Shadachayom Imanu, Vitavotecha, Val Niflotecha, Vitavotecha, Shadachal Eid, Ereb, Avaykvah, Suharayim. Your wonders all day, morning, evening, afternoon. Atov, Kilocholu Rachamecha, for your compassion never fails. And you are compassionate. This is absolutely These are absolutely beautiful, beautiful tefillahs. And certainly people who are adult and have had tremendous life experience. We know this. Life's experience. Yingachas don't have a clue. The daredevils, but we know that every word over here is right. Now, I had on the first page something I didn't refer to, but I want to refer to it now because I'm going to refer to it again. After Leman Shmo B'Yavo, beginning Friday night, we're going to add four sentences are going to be added to Shmoneh Esrei during the entire Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The first is there, Zachreinu L'chaim, remember us for life, Melech Chofetz V'chaim, O King who desires life, the Chosveinu, and write us the Sefer Achaim, L'man Cholikim Chaim, it should be written in the Book of Life. There are four of these. Then there's the next one is going to be Micha Mecha of Arachmam Zochi Yitzur of Lachayim Verachmim, before the Brach of Lachaye Amesim. And then after Modim we can say Uchsov Lachayim Tovim, right for good life, Kol B'nei B'nitecha, all of the children of your covenant. And then the fourth one is going to come there in number 6, the last one, toward the end of the bracha of Sim Shalom, the Sefer Chayim Bracha B'Shalom Panosa Teva Nizocher Minikase Kupanecha Anach B'Cholam Kadeis Yisrael L'Chayim Teva Yisrael. That's so beautiful. In the Book of Life, blessing, peace and prosperity, for he can't ask for more than that. We should be remembered and be written before you, we and all of your people, Israel, the Chayim Tovim L'Shalom, for good life and for peace. Amen. So you have to understand that these four additions to the Shmoneh Esrei are extremely significant, except for one thing. If you left one out, you left all four out, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. It's always my experience when the 10 days are over and we're davening Maariv after Yom Kippur. We just finished Neilah and we daven Maariv. My great effort during Maariv is not to say the Sefer Chaim, not to say Zachreinu, like we finally made it. You know, someplace halfway through the Aseret Yemei Teshuva or near Yom Kippur, we got it down pat. Finally, we got them all in place that we remember. Then you have to unlearn it. So I suggest that maybe we start learning it already this Friday night. But don't get yourself unnerved. So I'll tell you what I do sometimes. If I let something out, so when Shmoneh Esrei is over, after the Shmoneh Esrei, was shot to say, "B'sei Tachayim Bracha B'shon Zachreinu L'Chayim Melachafes V'Chayim." It's not a pasuk, and it's fine. You can say it if that makes you feel better. But of course, its greatest impact is when you say it where it belongs in the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what is more significant is the beginning of Friday night, the bracha of Hakel Hakadosh becomes the bracha of Hamelach Hakadosh. Serious. You didn't say Hamelach Hakadosh. Repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. You have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. There's a second, and that is instead of Melech Ohei Tzedakah Umishpat, we say Hamelech Hamishpat. There, it's not so serious because if you got lost over there, you know, you're certainly not going to get lost anymore till after Magen Avraham. I am certain that you're all going to say the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei and have in mind every word that you say over there. Never again is your mind going to wander during the course of the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, you can train yourself, that will take you about 5 years. After you've gotten that down pat, go to the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. You will not forget that. But Melech Oy Tzedakah Mishpat, you might forget, especially since it's right in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. by that time already we're figuring out whether we should sell Africa Israel or not sell Africa Israel. That's what we're up to. So there, if you said Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat instead of the HaMelech HaMishpat, you don't have to repeat, because you have at least said the word Melech. In the regular bracha as it is, it's always Melech Ohei Tzedakah Mishpat. For the ascetic, you made tshuva, the 10 days of tshuva, it's supposed to be HaMelech HaMishpat. But if you said Melech Ohei, that's okay. Then, of course, I had so much more to learn today. I think the Shulchan Aruch talks about the first bracha and Modin at this moment in history for Klal Yisrael. Sing Shalom is most probably the most significant bracha of all. Sing Shalom, we need a peace that is good and blessing. Oh, what beautiful word. Chayn v'chesed v'rachem alaleinu v'chol Yisrael anecha. V'chaynu avinu kulonu kecha, bless us all for panecha, the light of your face, kibir panecha. Nosat olonu Hashem alkeinu, because with the light of your face you have given us, God our God, Torah chayim, a living Torah, avas chesed, love of kindness, utztako v'racha v'rachem. It's so beautiful. The tove never. To be good in your eyes, of Oreichet Amcho Yisrael, to bless your people Israel, b'chol eit, u'b'chol sha'a, at all times and in all hours, b'shlomecha, baruch ata Hashem, amavareich et amo Yisrael, b'ashalam. Baruch ata. That's very, very important. So there we went, and maybe I'm done. Just remember, you know, we usually by rote, we go rolling from one thing to the next. But on Friday night, on Rosh Hashanah, oh, there you have to be very careful, because after you say the bracha of Mechaye HaMeisim, what's the most natural thing to do? After Mechaye HaMeisim, the next natural thing to do is to say Ata Kadosh, Shin HaKadosh, etc., etc. And before you know it, you've said, well, Hakel HaKadosh, which is bad. You have to repeat the Shemone Esrei from the beginning. By the way, another halacha: if you say Hakel HaKadosh and instantly reminded yourself, what you do is say HaMelech HaKadosh. If a few seconds have passed, quite 2-3 seconds, can't you have to stop at the beginning again? Yes? What?
You finished the
Shemone
Esrei first?
No. If you said Hakel HaKadosh, then it's already a foregone conclusion that you have to begin from the beginning. Don't say another word.
Start all over
again. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not starting all over again. If you finish the whole thing,
yeah,
then you'd be starting all over again.
But you finished a paragraph and you said, oh my gosh, I forgot.
Stop at the word that you remember that you didn't say Melech HaKadosh, and you start all over again. But Friday night for the Tzilos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you have to remember that before we get to the end of that Bracha HaKel or HaMelech HaKadosh that you might naturally go into, you begin with the Dor Vador on the Chol HaKel, the Chayin Tein Pav Gavashem HaKel 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 HaKel. You have to be conscious, you have to look into the mazah and not veer away from it at all, and it's a very good thing to have a mazah with a translation into Hebrew, English, Russian or French. Doesn't make any difference, but there are words that we don't understand, and sometimes we kick ourselves. I've been saying it for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, and I still don't know what the word means. So now this is the year where we're going to know what we're talking about, yeah, and what we have espoused. And in the schools of our great fillers of relationship, wish all of us and all of Klal Yisrael, Aksidol, Sinat Teva, good to secure a year of peace and prosperity. And remember one other thing, just so you should remember, this is my shtick,
The two things we need most, we have a problem with Iran, and we have a serious problem with rain.
Oh, yeah.
We have to pray for rain. And if you get confused, the same letters appear in Iran as appear in rain. And you go figure out any other combinations of that. Just so you should remember the Narishkeit, so you'll remember that we have to pray. It's terrible. We live in the Galil, and I take a look at the part time we live in the Galil, and I take a look at the Kineget, and it's a serious problem. In addition to the fact, of course, another thing that you should, we have to espouse that there should not be an epidemic, Chas V'Shalom. An epidemic, you know, they're warning us a great deal about washing your hands and washing your hands with soap. What if there are even instructions not to kiss the Sefer Torah? To avoid all contact with where germs can be moving. And if somebody coughs into a tissue, you have to throw the tissue away. These are serious things, you know. Serious. Thank God we are warned about these serious things. We can do something. Right? So we're given gesund, yes? Huh? What? Your granddaughter should not be kicked out of? This in Givat, what? Oh, you're right. And no Jew should be expelled from his home ever and ever again. You're right.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you something. The pilgrims of the Rebbe,
yeah,
who went to the Shoah and his whole family and everything. So, someone that we knew, all of us, told